Coverage of the 38 Studios scandal 2 years after Curt Schilling's company came to Rhode Island with the promise of a big loan backed by your tax dollars. The video game developer is finished.
All of a sudden, suddenly, without warning, there's like financial damnation and they're out of business. I don't know what happened down there.
The bankruptcy of video game developer 38 Studios wasn't just a startup tech company falling victim to the vagaries of a rough economy. It was a completely predictable boondoggle of crony capitalism, created by starstruck legislators and the hubris of a larger-than-life athlete completely unprepared to compete in business. Former Boston Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, an iconic figure in New England after anchoring a historic playoff comeback which ended an 86-year title drought, founded 38 Studios near the end of his baseball career in the hopes of becoming a major player in the massively multiplayer gaming world. Schilling invested millions of his own fortune in the company, and with the self-assured bravado he exhibited as a player, set out on finding investors to infuse his company with the roughly $50 million needed to complete 38 Studios' first game. Although Curt Schilling is the kind of local legend who could get a meeting with every venture capitalist in New England, one after the other, Massachusetts VCs passed on 38 Studios.
A venture capitalist told the Wall Street Journal that it would have taken a lot of babysitting to do a deal with Schilling because he was inexperienced and the management team was inexperienced. Schilling went to Governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts, he's a Democrat, and asked for some sort of support. And the Patrick administration had very little interest in it. It was surprising that Curt Schilling, being known here as a Republican, he was campaigning with President Bush shortly after the Red Sox won the World Series, as a small government guy to be going to the government for his private business. The company never got a major private investor on board other than the state of Rhode Island.
Rhode Island Governor Donald Cacheri, term limited and searching for a legacy, made it his mission to lure 38 Studios from Massachusetts to Rhode Island. His pitch included a $75 million loan.
It's all against the backdrop of a horrific economy in Rhode Island. We have double-digit unemployment still as we're speaking today. In 2012, we started losing jobs in early 2007 before the rest of the country really felt the hit of the Great Recession. There was a desperation by 2010 to do something. It was, we'll get 450 new jobs in Rhode Island. There isn't much risk, the taxpayers were told, to do this deal because the company would thrive and they'd pay back the loan.
Governor Cacheri also served as chairman of the board of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation, a quasi-public agency whose mission is to promote business in the state with the authority to dole out public dollars to private ventures in the interests of stimulating the economy. However, each loan guarantee must be approved by the Rhode Island legislature. Only one lawmaker voted against the loan, Representative Bob Watson.
It was a program that was too fast, too loose, and frankly, a scandal waiting to happen. There were a lot of red flags as it relates to 38 Studios. Few people, if any, took note of the fact that Curt Schilling had no background, no experience. Few people, if any, took note of the fact that this was a speculative market, very risky. There is that cynicism in me anytime I see vast amounts of public taxpayer money being put to use for private ventures. And certainly politicians are more often than not very poor when it comes to making business decisions.
It would be easy for people to think that this was being done primarily because state leaders were starstruck. Curt Schilling was a demigod in Rhode Island after, and all across New England after the Red Sox won in 2004 after 86 years.
Some legislators didn't realize that the loan guarantee meant to stimulate Rhode Island business was in fact only going to stimulate one business, 38 Studios. After little more than a year in Rhode Island, with monthly expenses approaching $5 million and their big game release more than a year away, 38 Studios began to unravel.
It just disintegrated so quickly. The company actually defaulted on a payment to the EDC, and not only that, they tried to deliver a bad check. The employees didn't seem to have any idea what was going on. They all abruptly got laid off in an email a week later. The employees found out they'd lost their health insurance when a woman who was pregnant, whose husband worked for 38 Studios, went to the doctor and was told, you don't have insurance anymore. Others are having to move to other parts of the country after having just moved to Rhode Island to relocate.
Donald Cacheri left the governor's office in 2011 and was succeeded by Republican-turned-independent Lincoln Chafee, a vocal opponent of the 38 Studios deal from its inception. As 38 Studios defaulted on its loan payments, Curt Schilling hoped the state would provide a bailout to help the company survive. Governor Chafee declined to use any more taxpayer dollars on the foundering company.
When it became clear that the company would not survive, I publicly stated my commitment to you that my primary goal would be to do everything within my power to protect the taxpayers of Rhode Island. I will work to minimize any loss of your hard-earned taxpayer dollars.
Schilling called it a $100 million I told you so on the part of Governor Chafee. He thinks Chafee went out of his way to make sure 38 Studios died to prove his point.
After denying the bailout, Governor Chafee appointed the nonpartisan Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council to produce a study that included an analysis of the collapse of 38 Studios and why the EDC, the government entity that gave the loan, completely failed to monitor the taxpayers' investment.
At the time, there was not a process in place. Guidelines and principles had not been established by the Economic Development Corporation. The monitoring, as we found afterwards, was either non-existent or did not come up to the board of directors of EDC, nor to the governor over the year or year and a half or time period before it went bankrupt.
They didn't necessarily have the staff or the wherewithal to be closely monitoring whether this company was operating correctly, whether things were on track. But you can see now in some of the documents we've obtained here at WPRI that they were spending $4 or $5 million a month in the final months before the company collapsed. It would seem like that should have raised a red flag if anyone was looking.
Kurt Schilling, who claims to have invested $50 million of his own fortune in the company, now says that he is broke and may have to sell some of the prized memorabilia from his baseball career. 38 Studios' assets are being liquidated. And the already economically depressed state of Rhode Island, thanks to the interest on the 38 Studios loan, is now on the hook for more than $100 million. In November 2012, the state of Rhode Island filed suit against Schilling and several former EDC members, alleging fraud, racketeering, and conspiracy.
Schilling says the lawsuit is political, claiming that Governor Chafee did not do enough to help the company succeed.
It has launched a conversation in Rhode Island that might not have been happening otherwise about the fundamentals. Are we getting the basics right on being a good state for business? Rhode Island is perennially last in rankings of business friendliness. It might make the place more gun-shy about doing one-off special deals for individual companies where that company is picked by a certain group of people in state government to get some kind of deal. I think you're always going to hear now, is this another 38 Studios? We're hearing it already, and I'm sure we'll be hearing it for a lot of years.